This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
We have seen mixed reactions to the idea of a one-time billionaire tax in California. In the cradle of Silicon Valley, San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan worries it could stymie innovation. But when asked by Bloomberg this week, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang had a different message.
You know, I got to tell you, I haven't thought about it even once. We work in Silicon Valley because that's where the talent pool is. And we chose to live in Silicon Valley, and whatever taxes I guess they would like to apply, so be it. And, you know, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Perfectly fine with it. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, good morning. Let's see here. Jensen Huang has got a net worth of $160 billion. 5% of that. That's $8 billion. That could help out a lot in the Bay Area and California in general.
It could. And what we have here is a move by the United Healthcare Workers Union, the hospital workers, to try to make up for funding cuts on the state and federal level to healthcare. And the idea is to, yes, tap into people like Jason Huang, and he would be good for $8 billion. I'm not sure how much this would bring in totally, but there are an estimated 225 billionaires in California, and the number keeps growing. So a one-time 5% tax on all of them would bring in a nice chunk of change to keep the hospitals opening and the healthcare workers getting their raises and benefits.
Is it likely the California voters would actually get to weigh in on a billionaire's tax?
It is, because this isn't going through the legislature or the governor. As a matter of fact, the governor has opposed such measures in the past. What they're doing is they're talking about taking it directly to the people, going out there with signature gatherers and putting it on the ballot through getting 90,000 signatures. Now, that would cost some money. Now, every politics costs money, takes money to make money. So it'd take a couple of $1 million probably to get those signatures out there. And it would make it on the ballot. And it would probably be pretty appealing because when it comes to tax, you know, don't tax you, don't tax me, tax that millionaire behind the tree. And so they would be the targets of it. Are they going to fight back? Yes. I mean, some of them are already threatening to leave or setting up offices in other states, Miami, to Austin, Texas, and areas like that with more comfortable tax arrangements. So we could see some billionaires packing up. But this also would be retroactive, saying that, you know, if you were living in California now, before even the vote is taken, you would be liable for it. So it's an interesting one, I've got to say. One that is going to be very popular. Opponents, yes, we have opponents, but as former mayor, Governor Jerry Brown once pointed out when he was raising taxes on millionaires, yeah, it's a tax. It might be some money, but it's not nearly as much as these guys pay out when they get a divorce.
Do you buy the argument that some of the rich business owners might actually move out of the state, even out of the country?
Yes, I do. They will. And it's not just because of the billionaire's tax. It's because of ongoing taxes. Now, whether they move out or, you know, spend 6 months outside the state like they do in New York, in other words, to get around it, yes. When you have that kind of money, you're going to have come up with some way to avoid it. Also, there's going to be a question about when you say something like a one-time wealth tax, that would be on your stock portfolio, that would be on your art, let's say, that would be on your the different things you own. And assessing a value on that, because they're pretty fluid, we'll have to see how that goes. So I'm not sure we're going to have two things. One, you're going to have some that are going to move out. You're going to have some that stay. You're going to have all of them trying to figure out, sit down with their tax attorneys and figure out how to get around it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.